This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
I forgot about what we're going to do right now.
Yeah.
Which is not great because we've been doing the bit for 4 whole months, but we will get to what a Shador and Travis Hunter first round would mean for the Browns in 20 minutes, but it is time. It is the time, the last time this draft season to get in with your mock draft. Send them in at Nick Wilson Says, at Jay Peterlin, hashtag mock me. Send in your mock draft, your picks for the Browns this weekend, tonight, and we will Jake will bring them up on air, and then we will grade them alongside the pros. Jake Murren, take us there.
Nick and Jonathan Judge mock drafts all NFL offseason. It's time for this week's mock me.
All right, buddy, you ready?
Yeah, let's go start a mock me here with Tom
McShay.
Real quick,
everyone at Razzles is listening to you, and they know that you like to raw dog chicken wings, and they think much less of you. No pressure.
You got quite the reputation around here now, Jake.
They're like, oh, raw dog Jake?
That's what they call you now.
Yeah, that's not great.
At least you know it.
Yeah.
All right, let's start Mock Me with Todd McShay, who released his fourth and final mock draft yesterday. He has the Browns staying at number 2, picking Travis Hunter. He also gave us 2 bonus picks into the second round. So at 33, he has the Browns drafting Shador Sanders, who makes it through tonight. So the Browns get both Travis Hunter and Shador Sanders, make no trades to do so. Is this a great scenario for Cleveland?
Is it the Shadream, Jonathan?
It is about as great as you can get without being called the Shadream.
Is it that you don't want me to say Shadream for the next five years?
It's bad branding. It's not something I like. The Shadream. But it's
I'll give it a B minus.
It's an A minus.
Actually, you know what? I'll go A minus as well. You guys know, I think there's a cap on Shador. That's okay. If somehow you don't have to trade anything up, you still get your 2 third-round picks, you get a fourth-rounder, a fifth-rounder, now a sixth-rounder as well. Yes, this is an A-.
I would be dying to find out the reaction if something like this actually did happen, though. Would people walk around acting like Andrew Berry stole the draft? Because so much of that is tied up with positional value and then the importance of the value relative to a pick. If you go 2 and 33 and get Hunter and Shador, there's not a draft person in the world that wouldn't say he stole it relative to what the expectations were. And that's why I think it would be a very good thing for Andrew Berry.
All right, what's up next?
Mock me.
You've robbed me of my joy.
All right, ESPN draft analyst Jordan Reed has a full mock draft. It's Travis Hunter at number 2 and Jalen Milroe at 33. In the first round, Shador Sanders goes to the Saints at 9 and Jackson Dart to the Steelers at 21. For the other Browns picks, they get Elijah Arroyo, DJ Giddens, Jalen Travis, Antoine Powell, Ryland, Nazir Stackhouse, Drew Kendall, and Cody Simon. What do you guys think of Jordan Reed's mock?
I've seen Arroyo, by the way, multiple places to the Browns now.
I mean, he's kind of in the sweet spot. If Mason Taylor isn't there at 67, Arroyo certainly could be. He could also be there at 94. So I'm a little overstimulated right now. What were the first two picks?
First two picks were Travis Hunter and Jalen Milroe.
All right. I'll give it a B-.
The Mill Rise.
He is Mill Risen.
Yeah. C-plus. I just don't think Jalen Milroe is going to be anything.
I just think I'm out on a quarterback.
Yeah,
that
me too.
High.
I think I might be out on quarterbacks this year. Well, that's where we're at, right? If it's not Shador and it is not trending towards that at all, I don't want Milroe. I don't want Dart. I don't want Chuck. I don't want any of these guys.
And listen, if it does happen, we'll get into the pros, the cons, what they need to do. But I just personally, I just don't feel the need to do it. That doesn't mean that whatever they do is a failure. I just can't go all that in and be all that excited about it right now.
The nicest thing I can say about Jalen Milroe is that I think his TikToks are fun. That's not really great. That's not good for someone trying to
draft
him. I
thought that's where you went in on Shador. You got on the talk with him, and you're like, the Shatok
no, no, no.
is so good.
When I said the best thing I can say about Jalen Milroe is his TikToks.
Oh, okay.
Shador does things better than his TikToks. Also
like
great.
Rapping?
He's also great at TikToks. He's great at podcasting. He's great at rapping. He's great at all sorts of different things.
I'll have to check out the Shatok later.
Mock me.
How many rings you, fat boy?
Our first fan submission comes from Justin on X. He likes Travis Hunter at number 2 and Jackson Dart to start the second round at number 33. Justin also has the Browns taking Jaden Higgins, Damian Martinez, Carson Vinson, along with some others. But what do you guys think of his top 5 picks or so here?
The Martinez thing's interesting. That's a power back to go with Jerome Ford.
Oh, I thought you were going to get on the Higgins part of that.
The Higgins thing's all right. I just don't – that's another position I don't feel the need to. There's not a lot of wide receivers I love in this draft. I probably like Luther Burden more than anybody in the NFL, but meaning like all the other talent evaluators who think he's going to be a second round pick. I'll give this one a C+.
It's interesting how I feel averse we are to having the wide receiver discussion, and I think I know why. I mean, obviously, if you take Travis Hunter at 2, then you've solved that. But even when it was Abdul Carter, we were kind of just averse to it at 33, averse to it at 67, averse to it in third, fourth rounds. And I find that to be very interesting considering how many wide receivers can be available.
There's just not a lot of guys that you go, oh, I can't believe that guy's it. Like okay, yeah. Luther Burden is the guy that I'm like, I can't believe that guy's a second-round pick. That's a first-round pick to me. When I've watched him at Missouri, whereas like the two Iowa State wide receivers, okay, yeah, they're fine. Oh gosh, who's the? I actually do like Lane, the kid out of Virginia Tech.
Yeah,
I think he might be like a nice fourth to sixth round steal. But yeah, there just aren't a lot of guys that I like. Maybe I just didn't focus in on them enough. But there aren't a lot of wide receivers that I go, oh, that I'm convinced that guy has some sort of upside.
I think we also have zero trust in the Browns' ability to develop a wide receiver, considering they have not either drafted right or developed any of their third-round picks that they've taken at wide receiver.
Which only makes the fact that we are okay with them,
Travis Hunter.
With Travis Hunter, who half of the evaluators out there think is a corner. I think it's pretty wild that we're like, yeah, of course. The only way we're drafted Travis Hunter is if he's a wide receiver.
Mock me.
Nick has no friends.
Next up, we go to Daniel Flick of Sports Illustrated. It's Travis
old
Hunter.
Oh, Danny Flick is his guy.
Ah, yeah. The old Flick.
It's Travis Hunter at number 2.
High school.
Shador Sanders at number 24. After the Browns trade up with the Vikings, the trade compensation to Minnesota are picks 33, 67, and 179. Another draft includes both Travis Hunter and Shador Sanders for the Browns. But are you guys okay with that price to move up?
I'm going to have to flick this draft. I tried to land the plane on that
one. I thought you were going
to
go with a what the flick. That's
ooh,
what I thought you were gonna
that would have been better.
Yeah.
Well. Yeah. What the flick? What?
So earlier in the segment, you got distracted by volleyball players. I got distracted by volleyball players now.
You got the Shadream, baby.
I had on a swivel here. Like flick, I got balls flying everywhere.
They say that about him. They do.
They always say that.
I'm going to go F-. I don't like that trade up. I need 67. I don't remember the other pick that he said, but it made me angry. So, no, F-.
D-.
Mock me. Block me.
I'm a fat boy.
I think that was more personal because you said I didn't listen.
I have no idea.
But screw that guy anyway.
It was one with Travis Hunter and Shedeur Sanders.
Oh, it was
a trade up with Minnesota.
Yeah, I'm not going to have you repeat the whole entire thing.
Nope.
How many?
We're going to call it the reflickening.
Do we have any that don't involve Travis Hunter going at two? That's what I want to know, because I feel like a month ago when we did this, we didn't do it. No one had anything but Abdul Carter.
Yeah, I can skip to this one here from the team at PFF. So the Browns don't pick Travis Hunter at number two on this one. Instead, they go with Shedeur Sanders with the second overall pick. They then add Josh Connerly Jr. at 33, and the rest of their picks are Jalen Knoll, Damian Martinez, Ashton Gelati, Miles Frazier, Hunter Waller, and Jalen Smith. Kind of feels like the mock was done a few weeks ago, but it's not. So what do you guys think?
This was not Sycamo. We know this. Who at PFF did this one?
I think
Jerry?
It was just the team, yeah.
Maybe it was Miguel?
Jerry Bean. It's a cousin of Nick Fleck.
Hey, okay. Beyond Trevor Sycamo, all those PFF dudes run together.
They're all the same.
Now that Steve and the English guy left,
his name is Sam Munson.
This feels like the anonymous sources for NFL executives at this point.
All right, we're gonna go to PFF Nigeria. Who's gonna be?
You know what? You know what started this run?
33.
I think Mike Renner started this run of moderately decent looking analysts that just continue to be everywhere on the internet.
All right, we're now going to go out to the Southern Mississippi contingent of PFF. All right, now I think the Browns are going to take. I'm trying to remember the draft. I'm going to go B minus.
I'm going to go B plus.
Do you remember the draft?
Shedeur was number two. That's all I needed to remember. And Martinez.
F minus.
Martinez made his third appearance in Mock Me.
Got a lot of Martinez.
Mock Me.
Why is Nick on the radio?
Another fan submission here comes from Alfonso on X. He starts night one with Travis Hunter at number two. And then through several trades, the Browns make 4 second-round picks. They are Trevion Henderson, Will Howard, Harold Fannin Jr., and Emory Jones. Pure chaos in the second round, guys.
And Emory Jones also an Ohio State commit at one point? Did he just go the all-Ohio or Ohio-adjacent second round?
Isn't that Daryl's dream? Doesn't Daryl always talk about going Ohio State every time you possibly can?
Lima, too. I think Lima says
I think Daryl asked Kevin Stefanski about that in the press conference yesterday. Somebody did.
I'm sure Kevin gave a rousing answer.
Somebody's like, what happens if you just take a bunch of Ohio State guys? And I think Stefanski was very open to that idea. Not that Kevin's going to be making any selections or decisions.
He's just going to be sitting on his couch. Kevin, smile.
Not eating Kevin. Doritos, because apparently that's too spicy for him. Yeah?
I almost did a really insulting voice. I'm not going to do that.
More or less insulting than your Southern voice from 40 seconds ago.
I thought that one's the Southern Mississippi. I got the dialect down.
Yeah, okay.
Alfonso.
I imagine when you lived in Charlotte, you just practiced that on your porch.
Oh, I got in so much trouble for making fun of the Southern accent. Oh, man. The natives were restless every time. All right, Fannin shouldn't be a second-round pick.
I think there was a lot of players you liked in that, though.
Well, I like him, but I just don't like him as second-round picks.
Okay.
Emory Jones, I don't think it's a second-round pick. Will Howard's not a second-round pick. But I like Alfonso.
I do like Alfonso.
I'm going to go an A-plus because I like Alfonso.
I'll co-sign an A-plus there. Alfonso's a guy.
Mock me.
Give me more, fat man.
All right,
I'm like
Field
Randy
Yates
on Facebook.
Dropped a first-round mock draft today where the Browns have two picks in the top 32. To start, they select Travis Hunter at number two. Then they trade up with the Commanders at pick 29 to draft Shedeur Sanders. They only give up picks 33 and 104 to move up 4 spots. Is this more of an acceptable version of what a trade back into the first round could look like?
You lost me at the beginning, but then you brought me back with a limited trade comp. This is more. What did I give the previous one? Did I get like a B minus?
A minus.
No. That's where they fell to 33.
That's when they took him number two overall. Yeah. Was the B minus, and then you
I think,
marked it down
I
to
think
a D.
when they gave up the third, I think I gave it like a C minus or a D plus. I would give this one a C plus.
A minus.
Is that all you?
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
I am fat. Like, I had to breathe.
It's a good trade compensation, all things considered, to go into the first round to get your door.
All right, I want to go to Casey here on X. He used the mock me hashtag here. Abdul Carter at number 2, in parentheses, no matter what. And then at number 33, Emeka Egbuka. Khalil Mullings at 67. No, Jake, also, Harold Fannin Jr. Jake. In there.
We're not doing mocks that say no matter what anymore. We're taking a 1 year hiatus on it because it's got overused already this year.
So what you're saying is no matter what. No matter what?
That's right. I'll see you next year.
As opposed to Tuesday.
That's right.
I will actually weigh in on this because I think we need the content. What was it again?
Abdul Carter at 2, no matter what. Emeka Egbuka at 33.
Okay. Can you redo it without the no matter what? Because it... Sure. JP's eyes twitching over here.
Abdul Carter at 2. 33, Emeka Egbuka. 67, Khalil Mullings later on in the draft to get Harold Fannin Jr. And then Kyle McCord at pick 216, guys.
Ooh. I actually really hate a lot of this draft.
Is it because you can't erase the no matter what from existence?
No, partially. I love the Egbuka pick if you can actually get him at that spot, but he's not going to be there at that spot.
All right. Like Carter,
D
don't, plus. Don't love Egbuka.
You're not getting him there anyway.
I forget everything else that happened. B minus.
Mock me. I am fat. Like, I had to breathe.
Time for a 7-round mock draft from Athlon Sports. Kind of surprising they have
we needed the
Browns
content, huh?
Taking defensive players at 2 and 33 in Abdul Carter and Jalen Walker. The rest of the Browns draft looks like this. Caleb Johnson, Dylan Gabriel, Noel Williams, Chase Lund. What grade are you guys thinking here?
Ooh, all right. Walker falling to 33 would entice a lot of people. I really think I want a defensive tackle earlier, though, than like a hybrid linebacker. I don't hate Carter, so that we like that. Or rather, Carter's one of my favorite prospects in this draft. Dylan Gabriel really, really, really railroads this thing in a way that I just don't know we can get back on track there. JP?
I agree. Go Cavs.
I'll give it. He's just JP is just all – for a guy who has said – you're not all about ball. You're all about ball right now.
Well, I think I've told you before. I mean, I could watch a guy, two people play pickup, like basketball at the park. Yeah. Well, as long as like one wears an Ohio State shirt, I'm in. I'm captivated by what's going on with this volleyball in front of me.
You had me, and I could watch a guy.
I had to keep talking. You tried to break me there. It wasn't going
to
happen.
Tried to break you. You said it. I just reacted.
There's so many people playing volleyball right now. It's insane. You think I got the attention span? A 7-round mock versus what I've seen in front of me? No chance.
C-. Do better next day. Who did it?
It was Athlon Sports.
Yeah, better, Athlon Sports. Come on. Yeah. I thought they peaked in 2021. People have been saying that for a while.
Not since Flick.
Jake. Great stuff all season long on Mock Me. We have hit that point of the show, and we will break it down. I will break it down what a Shador Travis Hunter first round draft for the Browns tonight would mean in the last 10 minutes or so, following up on his Browns report that the Browns are open to trade calls at 2. He said the Browns are aware multiple teams exploring a potential move up. Team has a very short list of players they'd be comfortable leaving Thursday night with, would prefer to keep number 33 overall due to day two leverage that that pick affords. So that's interesting, the idea that they have a very small list of players that they'd be comfortable leaving tonight with.
Yeah, I mean, is that – what kind of range is that for you?
Kind of a bonkers thing, by the way.
Why is that?
Because there's like 20 really good players are going to be selected tonight. Not 32, but at least 20. That's a really good draft.
You know, that is an interesting thing, that as the conversation and we've gotten closer and closer to the draft, the more the draft community has kind of reeled back on the idea that this is an all-time bad draft. You know, like they've come closer. They're like, no, it's a good draft. It might be bad in certain spots, but for the most part, it can be a good draft.
Do you know what? Where I probably changed the most in my thinking on this draft was actually the O-line. Like, okay. If you just need, like, I need a left tackle for the next 10 years, we'll see. Like, hey, I want a definitive center for the next 10 years. All right, we'll see. But guys with versatility that eventually will turn out to just be really good football players. And listen, I actually think Will Campbell is going to end up being a top 10 left tackle.
So I think that's the problem, though, is that the draft was highlighted by him, and we just spent way too much time talking about whether he's got T-Rex arms or not.
But, like, I like Gray Zabel, even if he reminds me too much of Ethan Posick. So, like, I like Gray Zabel. Wyatt Milam of West Virginia. I don't know if he can play left guard because that's where I'd want him to play here. I think he fit. Maybe this is a different way of putting it.
Okay.
I think what changed is I think there is an incredible amount of offensive linemen who fit the wide zone scheme. Connerly out of Oregon. I think Kelvin Banks fits that
Connerly
as well.
Before.
Cameron Williams, who I would not take because he is a project, and he could just come to the NFL and suck. He's got a little Cam Irving to him.
Yeah.
But that's a guy that fits. From the guard perspective, you've got countless guys. And I think that two of the top three centers in this draft fit what you want to do as well.
I feel like if the Browns don't go quarterback at 33, trade up into the first round with that second pick, more mocks than not have them either taking Hampton and in the running back situation or going offensive line.
Yeah, you know, I like Abdul Carter a lot. I think people have slept on that, which I don't love. I'm team trade down first. But by and large, Hunter, Carter, and a trade down, any one of those three things would make me happy. In a trade down, I love me some Mason Graham. I love me some Will Campbell. I'm just going to say things I love right now. But
yeah.
if the first two picks of this draft for you are Travis Hunter at 2 and Omarion Hampton at 33, I'll be a very, very happy man when we speak on Monday.
Me too. I mean, I just love Hampton. But how about what that signals for where the offense was last year and where they're trying to take it even without a quarterback?
Well, I mean, Andrew Berry really, really put lipstick on a pig earlier this week when he was like, you know, there are ways to win that aren't having a franchise quarterback. And the truth is, yes, there are ways to win, but not long term. I mean, the only viable way to win long term consistently is by getting a quarterback. But short term, yeah, Omarion Hampton could be the thing you need.
You got more juice over there?
I think we got some more shijus.
Is it an actual reputable site, though? I feel like I'm not seeing something that says Rappaport there. I'm seeing something that might say Rappapoo, but it doesn't say Rappaport.
You're really on the Rappapoo train today.
I liked it a lot. He's fooling everybody.
ML Football.
That's what I was worried about. It didn't look reputable to me. What do we have?
Sharing a video of a 2025 NFL draft day for Shador Sanders from Texas. It looks like he has his own custom-made room built for the draft tonight. Are the walls padded? Like when he falls out of the top 20 and starts panicking and hitting himself and you know crying, is there going to be like a little safe space for him to crawl into?
Or it just morphs into one of those, you know, the rooms that people pay a lot of money where they can just break things.
Yeah.
Yeah, one of those type rooms.
They're called hotel rooms.
No, that's if you're like a band in the 70s or the 80s. Yeah, I...
Or you just need to blow off some steam and have a good fake credit card. You're right there. We lost JP.
Did you hear the lady?
I did.
It was just so coincidental because it was not at your joke at all.
But that's what you want to think.
It was as if it was the funniest thing ever said.
It was not as apparent as when Mac laughed at his own joke in the break, harder than I've ever heard giggles laugh at anything. It was okay. Give me the fake laugh again.
Oh, I can't.
Can't do it with my voice
today. Not outdoors. Well, I'm coughing too much.
And now I can't even do it because I don't want to lose my voice as well.
Thank you. Thank you.
It was like three of those. It was whatever the laugh version of completion is. That's what it was with Mac.
Yeah. By the way, Albert Breer tweeting out, if the Jaguars go up to 2 here, presume it's for Travis Hunter. Okay, that's fine. If the Browns fall back to 5, they remain in front of the Raiders and Jets to fill their offensive tackle need. Cleveland didn't have a 5 before the deal with Houston, so it could be earmarked to be a give back and a trade.
All right. So we think of Will Campbell. We think in Armand Membo.
You like Membo. We've talked about Campbell a lot.
I think, and by the way, I think Membo and Campbell both fit what you want to do. I need a dude. I like Wyatt Teller and Joel Bitonio are dudes on that offensive line. Jack Conklin, when he's healthy, is a dude.
We also have some breaking NBA news as well, if you want that.
But Will Campbell is a dude. Will Campbell is punch you in the face and laugh kind of a dude. That's what I need in my left tackle spot.
Shams reporting that Evan Mobley has won NBA Defensive Player of the Year.
Look at that. We got it, guys.
So all the Draymond posturing didn't end up working out for himself.
Can we hit we are the champions there, Jake? Or are we not allowed to do that because we can't podcast that? Ooh, that felt personal. That was not meant to be a fastball. That was meant to be a changeup. It was a legit question. The point is, good for Evan Mobley. I mean, it was worth
$40 million to him.
I was going to say, bad for the Cavs' salary cap situation, but Evan Mobley deserved it. And this is the kind of thing where Draymond didn't deserve it. He played defense for like 15 games this year and then went on ESPN. Lou Dortz is a fine player. I'm trying to think of the other guys. Zubac of L.A., fine.
Really, the moment that Jaren Jackson took himself out of the conversation, that's when it should have just gone to Evan Mobley.
You mean the most overrated player in the NBA, Jaren Jackson?
Triple J. When it was him and it was Mobley, once you had the Wemby injury, it was those two, and then Triple J took himself out and should have just always gone to Mobley.
I thought I'd be happier. Maybe it's because I'm so focused on the draft. The second you said it, it did nothing for me emotionally.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I'm happy for it. I'm, like, not mad about it. I'm, like, good for Evan.
Yeah.
But I thought there'd be more of, like, a Howard Dean, there was no
yeah. I kind of feel that same way too. I am happy. I you know what? It does show that you do have to play the game a little bit, though. He had to get out there. He had to speak. He had to have Darius speak, and it ended up working out for him.
He mostly had to have Darius speak.
Mainly, he had to Darius go on his behalf, and yeah, he had to do it.